News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pratik Ritsen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The banned Communist Party of India, Maoists, on Tuesday said the missing Cobra Battalion Jawan was in its captivity and asked the state government to appoint interlocutors for a safe release, stating that the ultras have also lost at least 5 of their members in the Bijapur gun battle in which 22 security personnel were killed over the weekend. The Maoists said they were compelled to retaliate to save their land, pride and lives. Police are verifying the authenticity of the statement. The Chhattisgarh police has been claiming the number of casualties on the Maoist side is much higher. The statement came a day after Union Home Minister Amit Shah visited Chhattisgarh in the aftermath of the deadly encounter in Tarim and promised to intensify the fight against the Maoists. The Home Minister and senior BJP leader said that those abandoning arms are welcome for talks, but if they have arms in hands, we can't help. Terming Shah's remarks as an assurance to capitalists, the Maoists said they had to retaliate to save their Jal, Jungle, Zameen, Izzat and Pran, or resources, dignity and lives. As many as 2,000 police personnel had reached near Jiragudem village to execute a major attack on Saturday. To thwart them, People's Liberation Guerrilla Army retaliated, during which 24 security personnel were killed and 31 others injured. We have caught a policeman, that is a Cobra commando, at the spot, while others escaped, said a statement purportedly written by Maoists and being circulated on social media, urging the state government to name mediators for ensuring the release of the captive Jawan. The outlawed outfit said till then he will be in our safe captivity. Constable Rakeshwar Singh Manhas of the 210th Cobra Battalion, an elite unit of the CRPF, has been missing ever since the Maoists laid the ambush along the Bijapur-Sukma border on Saturday. On Monday, some journalists had received calls from unidentified callers claiming Manhas was in the Maoists' custody. The statement said the Reds were always open to a dialogue, but it is the government which has to offer a conducive atmosphere for the same. Stopping things like gathering of police forces, camps, assaults and atrocities could pave the way for a dialogue, the statement said. The two-page statement was issued in the name of Vikalp, spokesperson of the Dandakaranya Special Zonal Committee of the Maoists. It said, 4 PLGA warriors, O.D. Suni, Padam Lakma, Kowasi Badru and Nupo Suresh, sacrificed their lives in the gun battle, but we can't retrieve the body of Suni. 3 have been laid to rest in accordance with traditional rituals. It also mentioned the death of another unnamed member of the outfit. The Maoists said prior to the encounter, one Madhvi Sukkal of Jiragudem village was killed and the incident was falsely represented as an ultra being killed in the firing, adding the forces have killed close to 150 villagers. Stating that general policemen were not their enemies, the Maoists regretted their deaths in the gunfight, adding that the ultras had only retaliated in self-defense, leading to the death of the security personnel. The opposition UDF and the ruling LDF were engaged in a war of words on Tuesday over Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan's remarks regarding Lord Ayyappa, the preceding deity of Sabarimala on polling day. While the Sabarimala women's temple entry issue has emerged as the central theme for debates between the opposition UDF and the NDA against the ruling LDF, the issue gained political heat after Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan said Lord Ayyappa is with the LDF government and has protected the interest of people belonging to all religions. The remark was in response to Sukumaran Nair, the General Secretary of the Nair Service Society, an outfit representing the Hindu Nair community, who had said the Ayyappa devotees' protests against the Supreme Court verdict allowing women of all age group at Sabarimala will continue. The Chief Minister said he does not think that Sukumaran Nair would tell anything against the state government. He is an Ayyappa devotee, I append all other gods are with this government which has protected the interests of people belonging to all religions. Gods are always with those who do good for the people, Vijayan told reporters in Kannur after casting his vote. The remark has sparked a controversy with opposition leaders slamming Vijayan for hurting sentiments. Congress leader and MP from Thiruvananthapuram, Shashi Tharoor, said, "The time to remember Lord Ayyappa was not today on election day, but at the time they were putting helmets and jackets on women and sending them up the hill. It reveals the complete intellectual bankruptcy of communist ideology in Kerala." Former Defence Minister and Congress leader A.K. Antony urged Vijayan to tender an apology to Lord Ayyappa and the devotees for what the government had done at the Hillock Shrine. If the Chief Minister was not ready to express sincere regret, his words about Sabarimala and Lord Ayyappa were just drama, he said. The Congress has proposed a special law to protect the traditions of the Sabarimala Lord Ayyappa Temple in its election manifesto. They even released a draft law that entails a jail term for the violators. IAF helicopters doused forest fires at three places in Uttarakhand on Tuesday, even as more broke out at 75 new spots, destroying 105.85 hectares of green cover in the state, officials said. The Indian Air Force's Mi-17 helicopters moved to the Kirtinagar Forest Division of Tehri District to control the fires by spraying water collected from Shrikot Dam in buckets with a capacity of 5,000 litres, they said. Forest fires were doused in Bariyargarh and Sarkiana in Kirtinagar Range and Khirsu in Pori District on Tuesday. Chief Conservator of Forest Garhwal, S.K. Patnaik, under whose supervision the exercise was carried out, said. The firefighting operation lasted 3.5 hours, he said. However, in the Kumaon region, IAF helicopters could not be utilized as bad weather prevented them from taking off, the officials said. 75 new forest fires were reported from across the state, in which 105.85 hectares of green cover was gutted, they said. As many as 414 forest fires have been reported from Uttarakhand in April so far, and 645.3 hectares of forest destroyed, they said. Nainital, Almora, Tehri and Pori districts are the worst hit by the forest fires. A US House subcommittee is investigating YouTube Kids, saying the Google-owned video service feeds children inappropriate material in a wasteland of vapid consumerist content so it can serve them ads. The inquiry comes despite Google agreeing to pay $170 million in 2019 to settle allegations that YouTube collected personal data on children without their parents' consent. In a letter sent on Tuesday to YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki, the U.S. House Oversight and Reform Subcommittee on Economic and Consumer Policy said YouTube does not do enough to protect kids from material that could harm them. Instead, it relies on artificial intelligence and creators' self-regulation to decide what videos make it onto the platform, according to the letter from the committee's chairman, Illinois Democrat Raja Krishnamurthy. And despite changes in the wake of the 2019 settlement, the letter notes, YouTube Kids still shows ads to children, but instead of basing it on kids' online activity, it now targets it based on the videos they are watching. YouTube did not immediately respond to a message for comment. The congressional investigation comes a year into the pandemic that has shuttered schools and left parents who are working from home increasingly reliant on services such as YouTube to keep kids occupied. This has led to a rethinking of screen time rules and guilt over the amount of time kids spend in front of screens, with some experts recommending that parents focus on quality, not quantity. But lawmakers say YouTube Kids is anything but quality. YouTube Kids spends no time or effort determining the appropriateness of content before it becomes available for children to watch, the letter says. YouTube Kids allows content creators to self-regulate. YouTube only asks that they consider factors including the subject matter of the video, whether the video has an emphasis on kids' characters, themes, toys, or games, and more. Kids under 13 are protected by a 1998 U.S. federal law that requires parental consent before companies can collect and share their personal information. under the 2019 settlement. Google agreed to work with video creators to label material aimed at kids. It said it would limit data collection when users view such videos, regardless of their age. But lawmakers say even after the settlement, YouTube Kids, which launched in 2015, continue to exploit loopholes and advertise to children. While it does not target ads based on viewer interests the way the main YouTube service does, it tracks information about what kids are watching in order to recommend videos. It also collects personally identifying device information. There are also other sneaky ways ads are reaching children. A high volume of kids' videos, the letter says, smuggle hidden marketing and advertising with product placements by children's influencers who are often children themselves. YouTube does not appear to be trying to prevent such problematic marketing, the letter says. The House research team found that only 4% of videos it looked at had a high educational value, offering developmentally appropriate material. The Kids app has helped turn YouTube into an increasingly more attractive outlet for the advertising sales that generate most of the profits for Google and its corporate parent, Alphabet, which is based in Mountain View, California. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening, stay safe, and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.